WTUZ News presents Beyond the Meeting, Tusk Talks with Mary Alice.
Welcome to another episode of WTUZ's Tusk Talks weekly series. In studio with me today is Claymont Middle School Principal Brian Watkins to talk about what they are doing in terms of mental health among students. Thanks so much for being here today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And before we kind of dive into those specific programs that the building has implemented, tell me a little bit about the middle school and the students, since we had this talk before about how they're kind of in that stage of where they're going from childhood into teenage years.
Absolutely. I feel like the middle school age is the hardest age group. It's not elementary school. It's not high school. They're kind of finding their way. There are a lot of things that they're going through, you know, emotionally, physically. It's just a difficult age trying to find their way. You know, so we've really tried to implement a lot of things to help them, you know, find that right path.
And of course, some of those implementations, it's all been through the help of the Village Network and a couple counselors. What kind of first brought about this idea of addressing the stress and the mental strain that, you know, really the students and the adults see every day?
Sure. Yeah. Kids go through a lot. And in order to, we always say, to get their brain right for school, they need to have some of those of their mental well-being taken care of first. And we're not going to get them to get the academic stuff that we need them to do if their mind isn't right. So in the last couple years, year or two, you know, this has been a big push in education, is the mental health of students. So we've really taken that seriously, and we've done a lot. And I say we, I'm just here today as the spokesperson. Michelle Henry, our assistant principal, Susan Monticelli is our school counselor, and then Cheryl Urban through the Village Network. They have been huge in implementing all of these things that we do to make sure that we do have our students in the right frame of mind to get them where we need them to be academically.
And speaking of getting them in the right mind, tell me about some of the programs that the Claymont Middle School has provided to help.
We start our day with 3 minutes of mindful music. Every day when the bell rings, Mrs. Monticelli, our counselor, puts on music. And, you know, a lot of times the morning time can be a stressful time. It can be a hectic time, not only for the students, but for the adults. We encourage our teachers and adults in the building to participate in the mindful music time, because we want it, what we call it, turn their learning brain on. So they have 3 minutes of just time where they can just decompress. There's soothing music playing throughout the school, and we just ask them, you know, take deep breaths, forget everything that had happened this morning, whether you were late or even if you were just on time. That has gone so well in the morning that we have now implemented that directly after our lunch period too. Again, another hectic time, you know, after lunch, after recess, they're getting back into the building.
Yeah, not to mention they're so energetic after recess.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now tell me a little bit about some of the other programs. A couple of them that I kind of pulled out was the Walk Mindfully. What's that?
Mrs. Urban talks to them about how their brain works. And, you know, she talks about lid closers. And when you're in a heightened state of anxiety, just things that you can do to close the lid and to shut off some of those things. So it's not necessarily a program, but it's just a way to talk to the kids and to teach them, you know, how to decompress.
And some of the other ones, Zen Doodle, guided imagery, those kind of sound like they go hand in hand there.
They do. Yeah. Those are just all things that we, you know, you try to refocus a student. You know, there's a lot of pressure on kids today. When you talk about state testing, and now we're having middle school kids take college classes and, mm-hmm. you know, high school level classes at the middle school. So those are all, you know, factors. You know, outside of school, sports anymore, they're year round. You know, kids really don't have a break, and all of these things build up, you know, and add to their stress level. And we try to teach them ways to lessen that anxiety.
One of the other things that is encouraged is the ability for staff to talk with those students, and this is kind of a different way of talking with them. Tell me a little bit about this change in that.
Sure. Myself and Mrs. Henry, our assistant principal, we really pride ourselves on talking to the students. We always say that students misbehave for a reason, and we try to find out what that reason is. And, you know, we have our staff do that too. Well, we want them to know that we care about them, not only in the classroom, but outside of the classroom. And we try to figure out, you know, what's going on. Did something happen in the morning? Did something happen last night to act out this way, you know, and finding out a plan, because, you know, we don't want to say that the behavior is okay because of things are going on. You know, we just try to redirect or come up with a plan.
Absolutely. I would kind of equate it to adults. You know, maybe we're running late one time. We seem to drop 4 things right in a row. We would deal with it differently than a child would.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, the staff at the middle school right now, we're doing a book study on a book called Fostering Resilient Learners, and we're learning a lot.
And principal, in the time that this has been in effect at the Claymont Middle School, Has there been any change that you've noticed in whether it be student behavior, atmosphere, or even with the staff?
Absolutely. You know, at the middle school level, we're always going to have some discipline things. You know, it's just one of those age groups that you're always dealing with. Some discipline things, but I would say the atmosphere in our building is so positive, which is really beneficial to our students. I feel like it's helped staff morale. I feel like it has helped student morale, and we have our fingers crossed that in, you know, future years, it's going to help academically with our test scores.
Anything else that you would like to add about the mindful awareness and mental health program there at the middle school, or just anything else that's happening?
You know, we're very proud of what we're doing at Claymont Middle School. We do have a lot of positive things going on. Told the staff, we were able to present at the Ohio School Board Association because of all the things that you're helping us implement. You know, it's not me, it's not Mrs. Henry, it's Mrs. Monticelli, it's all of us, it's our entire team, from the cooks that are serving to the bus drivers. We want everybody participating in this and helping with our students' well-being, because if they're not right mentally, we're not going to get them where we need to be, you know, academically. So we're just very proud of all the things that we have going on as far as everybody working together for student success.
Well, that's going to end out today's Z Country Test Talks episode with Claymont Middle School Principal Brian Watkins discussing how they are leading efforts on mental health mindfulness for the students and also for adults. The full audio for this episode and previous ones can be found at WTUZ.com under podcast. From the newsroom, I'm Mary Alice.
This has been a presentation of WTUZ News. Tune in next Wednesday to find out more about the communities of Tuscarawas County.